disqualified because you're not disqualified. So August 29th, I'll be coming back. Well, I'll be coming back August 27th so that on August 29th, I can attend my jury duty at, I believe, the Middlesex Superior Court at 8 a.m. So if you're also called to that jury duty, look out for DJ Pending because I'll be hitting that up in a major way, or I'll be forgetting to hit that up in a major way and I'm going to be fined a lot of money. So we're really just going to have to wait and see what happens. I'd tell you that I'd follow up with that story, you know, after it happens, but I'm going to forget to. Real quick, to anyone listening in the archives, thank you. You've been wonderful. Take care, and I love you. Okay, now that they're gone, or they might not be gone yet, but they're probably gone now. Let's continue. Jury duty. I'm only 20 years old. It's the first time I'm being called for jury duty. I don't know what to expect. I mean, I doubt that they're going to actually pick me to be on a jury because I'm like a 20-year-old college student, and that seems like I'd be biased in some way or another to the case, and, you know, they're not going to want to pick me, or maybe I would smell weird or look weird or talk weird, or it's hard to say. There are many things you could kind of pick and choose as to why I would not be an ideal candidate for the jury. Also, it'd be kind of rough if it interfered with, like, my classes and I had to go to jury duty instead of going to my classes. So there's a couple things going on. But if you have any advice for me in jury duty, feel free to tweet #probablybirds, and hopefully that advice would somehow get to me through the grapevine. We'll see. But anyways, until August 27th, when I return, I'll be gone, which is kind of sad. I guess a lot of my friends have already left. Now I'll be the one leaving, but it's been nice to be around with them all semester and all year, in fact, and, you know, have them close. And I got, you know, people I know at home who I don't want to label as friends for reasons I've mentioned previously, but they're friends, I'll be honest. At least in my heart, they are. I just don't want to, you know, as I said, I don't want to smother them, but in my heart, they're friends, and it will be great to see them. I'll see my family. My friend who's going to be living with me will be in D.C., good stuff. But, you know, it feels like, wow, I'm halfway through college. And next year, all my friends are going to live kind of more dispersed than we were this year. So that will be kind of not as nice, I suppose. It was nice to all be in the same, like, very centralized area. Like, if I wanted to see someone, I'd just walk a couple of feet and there they are. But it'll be okay. And I'm also really looking forward to living off campus and having my own place with, you know, a couple of people. And so it's a mix of things. It's a mix of things, and it's 4 a.m., which means my show is technically over, and they're going to start, you know, doing the deep clean on the station, which will remove any and all organic matter, which, yes, includes people. It's like a laser that goes through. It's kind of like the Finding Nemo laser thing, like that cleans the tank. Except for it kills people. But it's like the same. Anyways, I'd kind of stay and chat for a bit longer, and in many ways I want to, but I have a flight to catch, as I mentioned, and I've got a billion other I gotta pack up my sheets and take a shower tomorrow morning. But I'm gonna miss being here over the summer, and maybe, just maybe, some people will miss me being here as well. I don't count on it, but damn it, a man can dream. And on that bombshell, I'm going to turn it over to my robot friend Rivendell. Actually, first I'm going to log out of Spinatron. I'll chill with you dogs for a bit longer. Dogs? Maybe I should call you birders or bird watchers, fans of the show. Maybe I shouldn't call you fans. Maybe that's kind of like... there we go, close playlist. I forgot which button to press because I'm exhausted. Log off. There we go. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't label you as fans. Maybe that, like, oh, I clicked something. What did that do? I'm going to click it again. Okay. I didn't break it, I think. No, I promise. I'm going to, oh my God, there's so many, guys, it's a long day. Bear with me here. There are lots of knobs so I have to press and sliders to slide. Anyways, I don't want to pigeonhole y'all as fans. I don't want to smother you. But, you know, if you want to be a fan of the show, maybe think of a cool name. In fact, tweet Hash or don't. Do what you want. Won't we? Do what you want. And on a lighter note, before I turn it over to a robot who will not be so loving, you're wonderful, you're smart, you're fantastic, you're beautiful. I'm going to miss the strangers I talk to at 3 a.m. I don't really mind if they miss me or not, but it's been a wonderful time. It's been an honor, in fact. I'm honored that anyone would listen to me at all. So, seriously, I love you, and you're wonderful, and you're beautiful, and you're smart, and you're fantastic. And I am sure that a stranger on the radio is not the only person who thinks that about you. And if I know you, if I'm not a stranger to you, then I definitely think that about you. So I love you, and take care, and I'm going to make a robot do my job now. So good night. Sorry, I'm just going to jump in and say that this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And good night, and I love you. Get out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say good night.
Before too long, we can work it out. We can work it out. Hey!
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
the rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
So
This is my last gamble, my last gamble, my last gamble. I packed up my bags and turned my back on the world for a love so sweet and a life so warm. But the
I won't beg you to stay. LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
I didn't wanna know.
beginning meets the end.
To be left by the water, feel the calm reflection of the day. Oh, I want to be left by the water. Won't you